This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chatru forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed a suspicious movement of terrorists in forests of Chatru area of the district. After initial contact, the terrorists managed to escape. However, fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of firing. Security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to the Bhadarwa area of Doda district to keep track on terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly districts of the Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. A joint team of security personnel was conducting an anti-naxal operation in the Indravati forest area. During the operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of both the naxalites killed in the encounter. Search operation is still going on in the area. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jaishankar said this is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks. Mr. Rubio, in his post, said U.S. extradited Tahawur Rana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted the continued efforts by the Government of India for the Indian diaspora to ensure the Indian growth story is appreciated and is taken forward through closer engagements. The Finance Minister stated this while addressing the Indian community in Vienna, Austria, yesterday. She also appreciated the strong role of the Indian diaspora in Austria and emphasized on the significant role of Indian entrepreneurs in the growth story of their country.
On this occasion, I wish to recall the highly successful visit by the Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, to Austria in July 2024. The Prime Minister's visit was a milestone in the India-Austria partnership, especially in elevating our economic and commercial linkages to a higher trajectory. You would recall that Prime Minister Modi had emphasized the political will of the Government of India to expand our partnership with Austria. My visit to Vienna is a reaffirmation of the Prime Minister's vision to work towards realizing the fullest possible potential of our bilateral relationship with Austria.
United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff met Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg, Russia, to discuss the conflict in Ukraine. The Kremlin said the meeting lasted for more than 4 hours yesterday and focused on aspects of a Ukrainian settlement. Russia's special envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, described the talks as productive. The talks come as the U.S. continues efforts to broker a ceasefire deal to end the conflict, which was stalled amid negotiations on the conditions of the deal. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervor. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temples since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundarkand and Akhand Ramayan are being recited at the temples on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "With the blessings of Sankat Mochan, Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy." And with that, we end this news bulletin.